Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with Sam Cook, the managing editor for the Oil Man Magazine. Oil Man Magazine. So talk to me a little bit about the magazine itself, and then we'll get into maybe some of the features and that sort of thing, what you guys have going this month. But talk to me a little bit about the magazine and kind of what you do there.
Yeah, so Oil Man Magazine is an industry magazine that focuses on oil and gas industry. The main focus is on Texas and Texas, Oklahoma, and Louisiana, but we cover whatever is happening in the oil industry and nationally and internationally as well. Our current upcoming feature for the next issue, which lands in August, the upcoming issue is going to be on shale and the impact of shale on the current industry. We're kind of going back and forth on how to do that one, but we're actually looking to deliver that particular article with a human interest piece. So my current plan with that one is to kind of look at how shale is impacting different communities, particularly some of those communities that once relied on coal, which are now being kind of revitalized with shale oil. This past issue, we focused our feature story on the FERC permitting process, which is interesting and complex and something that it kind of changed my perspective while I was researching that one, and I think it hopefully would change a lot of people's perspective as well.
The permitting is rather interesting. I've done a story up here in the Bakken on the Davis Refinery. It's the first refinery in the United States, greenfield refinery in about 50 years. And that's what I've been following over the last month is the permitting process. And when I spoke to the officials, it's amazing the amount of lengths they have to go to all the way down to where they have to go to the manufacturers to check out warranty and that sort of thing. So there's it's layers upon layers before they can even give an air quality permit or a water permit or any kind of permit. Did you guys get into that much as far as the air permits and the water permits, or is it strictly just permits to drill?
We didn't look at too much in terms of specific the specific type of permits. Our focus was kind of more on the perspectives of the FERC permitting process. We did cover the general process, looking at the different areas that oil and gas companies need to actually cover in order to go through the actual permitting process. But through the research and writing of it, what I more discovered was an interesting story of the fact that oil and gas companies, even though they have to turn in tens of thousands of pages of permitting through all these different layers of bureaucracy, it actually turns out that most oil and gas companies actually like FERC in terms of how transparent the commission actually makes the permitting process. So it's one of those cases where there's layers and layers and layers of permitting process, but most of the oil and gas companies actually like the way that that the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission does it, as opposed to other regulatory commissions and agencies. They like transparency. They like the fact that they know that they can count on FERC to do its job, except for recently when FERC hasn't had the quorum that it needs to actually approve anything. So there's been a huge standstill in the last several months because they haven't had a three-member quorum that they need to actually approve any permits, and so they've just kind of been stuck in that process right now.
You mentioned that you've got. You're kind of debating on a few things on an upcoming issue, and it's had to do with, I think, the communities and that sort of thing. As far as the coal communities, and energy and oil is coming in to kind of replace some of those jobs and rebuild the communities that were going declining. I mean, coal declining is nothing new. Did you guys get into the natural gas aspect of it? I mean, natural gas has done leaps and bounds from where it was before, and it's becoming this foundational type of energy, much like coal used to be, to where those two kind of are working hand in hand a little bit. So did you guys get in the natural gas part of it at all, or is it strictly more of the crude oil part?
We didn't look at the natural gas aspect, but that is one. That is, you're right. That is one aspect of the permitting process, and there are, you know, a lot of those kind of popping up. But interestingly, like you said, like natural gas kind of does seem to be supplanting coal.
To listen to the full-length interview with Sam Cook, the managing editor for Oil Man Magazine, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
All the memories come falling down on me every time I roll back to town.
The music on today's program is written and performed by singer-songwriter Brooks West. To find out more about Brooks West and his music, visit thecrudelife.com, click on the Musicians tab. Once again, that's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab.
On my cell phone, of the wide open prairie, out by my grandma's house.
If you have any questions on oil, gas, or the Bakken, or any other energy development question, feel free to email the program at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. Like us on Facebook today.
All the memories come falling down on me every time.
And that concludes this week's episode of Building the Bakken Radio. Building the Bakken will be back next week at this time on this radio station. For a full list of our media affiliates, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. Building the Bakken would also like to thank its sponsors, MBI Energy Services, Cutting Edge and Oilfield Safety Solutions. For more information on MBI Energy Services or to check out their latest job offerings, visit mbienergyservices.com. That's mbienergyservices.com. Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty's in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. The Eric Hatch team may not sell real estate in your community, but they can be a resource and a connection for you. Give them a call today at 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. The Lodge at Deadwood. The next time you're planning a conference, wedding, or weekend getaway, consider the Lodge at Deadwood. For more information, visit deadwoodlodge.com. That's deadwoodlodge.com. That's the Lodge at Deadwood, located in the beautiful Black Hills. And from the staff at Building the Bakken, my name is Jason Spies. We're asking you to be safe, be happy, and make it a great day. Thank you, folks, for joining us. We'll see you next week.
Falls on foreign ground, and I feel like going back to North Dakota. I'll take a job, find a wife, and finally settle down.
Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com, and I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch.
Entrek Crane and Heavy Haul, raising the bar for lifting and moving extreme loads of all types. Entrek specializes in platform and conventional heavy haul, equipment hauling, rig and camp moves, and much more. Entrek's the market leader with a modern, well-maintained fleet of 245 cranes. Get your load on the road. Call Entrek Crane and Heavy Haul, 701-552-2715, 701-552-2715. Entrek Crane and Heavy Haul.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at mbienergyservices.com.